I'm Spencer Beckwith, 4K UNM. She was rich, famous, passionate, and creative, and anxious to find something significant to do with it all. She found it in Taos in 1917. There, Mabel Dodge Luhan decided to bring the world's attention to the magic of northern New Mexico, particularly to its Pueblo culture. A new documentary, Awakening in Taos, The Mabel Dodge Luhan Story, premieres in November at the Lenzik Center. The film's writer and director is Mark Gordon. Mark, great to have you with us.
Thanks for inviting me, Spencer.
You have been fascinated with this story for a long time. Why? What drew you to this story?
Well, I wanted to make some films in New Mexico that were about people who lived or live here. And when I found this story, I just fell in love with it. There's a book called Edge of Taos Desert that Mabel wrote about coming out here in 1917 from Greenwich Village. The film is actually historical. It's really about a woman who's intersecting with history. And she's born in the 1880s and dies in 62. And when she arrived in Greenwich Village in 1913, it was the height of radical, revolutionary activism. Feminists were fighting to get the vote. Lots of freedom, lots of experimentation. Then World War I comes, and very, very conservative, reactionary, free speech almost disappears. And so Mabel was looking to go someplace that was free and untouched. She gets to Taos. The next morning, she rents a flat for 6 months. She falls in love with the community of Taos Pueblo. She feels that they understand communal arrangements better, that they're more spiritual, and that if somehow the rest of the world could learn about Taos, the world would be a better place.
What is the picture, Mark, that you think emerges in the film of Mabel Dodge Luhan's personality?
Well, she's a complex person. She's can be difficult. She can be bossy, manipulative. And then at the same time, she can be enlightened and loving and kind and generous. But she's a woman who's 100 years ahead of her time. Because of her wealth, she's able to have access to things that only men had access to in her time. She took advantage of her privilege to explore things and work on issues that women today have told me that they identify with. A lot of the women who have supported us tell us that they want their daughters, both real and metaphorical, to see this story because women need to understand how far they've come. And Mabel was really a pioneer.
And in fact, we get to hear in the film a lot of Mabel's own words.
We researched all of Mabel's writings. There's 1,600 pages of memoirs. And initially, I was kind of telling my take on the story. But I thought, well, it's about a woman finding her own voice. Why don't we let her speak? And it was probably the best decision I ever made because she's just a fabulous writer.
The Taos that we know today, Mark, did Mabel Dodge Luhan have an impact on that, do you think?
You know, it's been said to me by a number of people. The Taos Pueblo musician Robert Mirabal said to me that he would not be able to enjoy his life as a creative artist if Mabel hadn't have come. The Taos Society of Artists was already going when she got there. She brought a lot of the modernists there, but she was kind of a publicist for Taos. She helped put it on the map. She wrote articles, would send letters, would invite people. She invited many of the modern artists that we think of today as being part of the developing modernist scene. Georgia O'Keeffe spent her first 2 summers with Mabel. Ansel Adams spent a summer, and Tony arranged for him to photograph his first book, which was Taos Pueblo. At the time, Ansel Adams was trying to decide if he should be a concert pianist or a photographer. And after the book came out, he thought, well, I'll give this photography thing a try.
And Ansel Adams was very amusing in writing about Mabel Dodge Luhan. he said that she had talons for talent, which indicates that he had sort of mixed reactions to her, but that she knew exactly what she wanted and she would go after it.
Well, Mabel was definitely a mixed bag. She had talons. If she recognized your particular genius, she would really promote the person. She would, you know, lock into that person and want to be in communication with them. She saw herself as a muse for artists. She thought that was her role until finally she realized that she needed to be her own muse and to start writing her own books. And she has 5 volumes of memoirs that she's written. She wrote the first book about the Taos artists and many, many, many articles.
And Mark, I understand that one of the things that sets your film apart is that you had direct contact and a friendship with Tony Lujan's great-grandson.
Yes, Blue Spruce Standing Deer, Pakwani, is a partner in the film. He contacted us several years ago. He'd heard about the project, and he was very upset because there had been lots of films made about Mabel and Tony, but no one had ever quite gotten their characters right. And he said, I'd like to be involved with your project because I think you need to understand Tony from the Pueblo perspective. All we had were famous white people writing about this silent, dignified Indian who spoke broken English. And through Blue Spruce Standing Deer, who spent a lot of time with Tony and Mabel as he was growing up, he was kind of a favorite of theirs. He had an insight into his grandfather, great-grandfather rather, that no one else had. And Tony may have been silent and dignified when he was around a lot of people who were speaking English, but when he was home in the Pueblo with his family, he was very, very verbal. So we made a decision. All of Tony Lujan's dialogue is delivered in Tiwa, and Standing Deer worked very closely with us. He recorded all of the Tiwa. We wanted this film to be as authentic as possible. We wanted to have a native voice in the film, and we were very fortunate to have the participation and interviews with Blue Spruce Standing Deer.
What are your hopes, Mark, for what is going to happen to this film?
We're in partnership with New Mexico PBS. Our executive producer is Michael Kamens, who did Painting Taos and Painting Albuquerque and has been very, very involved with the production. The plan is for our film to have national syndication throughout all of the PBS stations. We're working with a producer who is associated with WGBS, who is going to help us with international broadcast rights. We will be running the film at film festivals in the coming year. So we hope for broadcast and some theatrical distribution on it.
Mark Gordon's documentary on Mabel Dodge Lujan, Awakening in Taos, premieres on November 18th at the Lenzik Center in Santa Fe. For tickets to the premiere, visit lenzik.org. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.